Worth WTOP traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert forecast.
Moving through the remainder of the afternoon, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures, considering the time of year, quite nice, 75 to 82 degrees. Moving into this evening, we'll fall through the 70s, eventually landing in the mid-40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers on your Friday, 65 to 70 for a high. We're near 70 on Saturday with wind gusts upwards of 20 to 30 miles per hour. A cooler day on Sunday, but at least we're trending mainly dry near 60. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Lots of sunshine in Northwest Washington and 72 degrees.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, breaking news. The FBI and Montgomery County Police have been able to stop a potential school shooting. We'll bring you the details and the arrest of a student.
A school bus crashes into a Virginia DMV building, sending two kids to the hospital. I'm Nick Iannelli.
How the Key Bridge collapse is affecting even busier roads to and from the Northeast. I'm John Doman.
The Dow is down 12 points. It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Trouble for Donald Trump in New York, where a judge has dismissed several jurors in his hush money trial. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says it's been a tough task finding folks who will be fair and impartial.
The fact that the judge today had to dismiss two of the jurors already indicates that this is going to be a challenge in putting together a full jury for the Trump trial. One of the jurors was dismissed for not being fully candid about their background.
So right now, just five jurors remain. The goal is to get 12 jurors and six alternates seated. The U.S. announced new sanctions on Iran today following its attacks on Israel. Lawrence Korb is with the Center for American Progress.
It sends a signal Iran is not going to get away with what they did with no consequences, and also sends a signal to Israel that they do not need to take action which could blow up the whole Middle East.
Britain introduced similar sanctions. Police arrested dozens of pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian protesters today at Columbia University. Odyssey New York reporter Darius Radzius is there.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
That sound from one of the two skirmishes was NYPD, ending with five arrested in total. The protesters were clearly agitated when officers started to rearrange the barricades out here. Selena Gupta was one of the four who remained.
To have so many of them arrive on such a small group of people was insane. Like, I think that was really the moment where I was like, I'm not sure what I should do.
Members of Robert F. Kennedy's family endorsed President Biden for re-election today in Philly.
President Biden has been a champion for all the rights and freedoms that my father and uncle stood for.
Kerry Kennedy's been very vocal in opposing Kennedy's campaign. He's running for president as an independent. Starbucks is cutting down on waste.
Booming sales of its cold drinks have led to a problem at many of Starbucks stores. Growing amounts of plastic waste from the single-use cups that Frappuccinos, Refreshers, cold brews, and other iced drinks are served in. In response, Starbucks will start using new disposable cups that contain up to 20% less plastic. Starbucks says 75% of its U.S. sales are now cold drinks.
That's CBS's Jim Crisula. Taylor Swift fans are upset over alleged leaks of her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. It's not supposed to be out till Friday night, but snippets are already spreading on social media. They were reportedly stolen from a Google Drive link with 17 songs on it. Swifties now urging people not to listen to them. They're not sure if it's AI. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
203 on WTOP on this April 18th, 2024. Mix of clouds and sun right now, and it's warming up 76 in D.C. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour, the arrest of a local high school student for threatening to shoot up a school. Montgomery County Police arrested the 18-year-old Wooten High School student yesterday. Police say Andrea Iya, who prefers the name Alex Iya, is from Rockville. He is waiting for a bond hearing on charges of threatening mass violence. The FBI and Montgomery County Police started the investigation after learning about a 129-page manifesto that the student wrote. Now, in that manifesto, police say he writes about how to go through with the school shooting, thinks about targeting an elementary school, and even writes he wants to be famous.
Now, detectives say they found drawings, documents, internet searches used by the student when searching for evidence. As a result of the investigation, security has been stepped up at Montgomery County Schools, particularly Wooten High School. The Montgomery County School System says the student has not been in a physical school since 2022. He's been taking classes virtually.
204, two children were taken to a hospital after a school bus crash this morning in Fairfax. WTOP's Nick Iannelli reports from the scene of the intersection of Braddock and Burke Station Roads.
There are deep tire tracks in the grass leading from the road to the DMV building and a big dent in the building where the school bus hit. Fairfax County Police say the school bus driver swerved and crashed after a second vehicle failed to yield. The bus driver and two kids were taken to the hospital, but they are expected to be okay. Some DMV customers, including Carol Ann Mariolo, showed up here confused about why the building had been closed.
I had an appointment. I came here and I just see that it's closed. I'm just glad to hear that nobody was seriously hurt. So that's more important than my appointment.
The driver of that second vehicle was given a ticket for failing to yield. In Fairfax County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Traffic continues to be an issue for those who used to use the Key Bridge in Baltimore to get from one point to another in that part of Maryland before the collapse of the bridge 3 weeks ago. State leaders said that more than 30,000 drivers used it every day. Well, those drivers have had to find another way since the collapse. WTOP's John Doman reports on how drivers are adjusting.
The tunnels on I-95 and 895 in Baltimore were already busier than the Key Bridge, and as you can expect, there's even more traffic and longer delays to get through them now. Maryland State Highway says traffic along I-95's Fort McHenry Tunnel, which was already used by over 100,000 vehicles every day, is up about 11% since the crash. Adjacent to that, the 895 Harbor Tunnel is seeing traffic increases of 9%, but those tunnels are off limits for trucks that carry hazmat material, and that means those drivers have to go around the Baltimore Beltway instead. And so the stretch of 695 between I-70 and 95 has seen a 7% increase in truck traffic. John Dome in WTOP. News.
206, figures on opioid overdoses show that in Montgomery County, 42% of the youngest people who overdose showing up at emergency rooms were Latino. WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us new research shows that Latino families, children, and their parents want more information and want to work on solutions.
Professor Amy Lewin with the University of Maryland's School of Public Health is the co-author of a new report that shows young Latinos from middle school through young adulthood want help related to substance use.
How you say no, how you understand what to do when people you know are using.
But being able to talk about it in an open way was a challenge. Diego Uriburu with the nonprofit organization group Identity says parents recognize they don't have the tools they need.
And they were resorting to tactics that don't work, like making threats, telling them that they're going to die, fear tactics.
Recommendations from the study include more cooperative efforts on substance use education and prevention with Latino community members involved in their development. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
Another side effect of weight loss drugs? Babies. I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart. But a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks, smart. Stopping attacks before they start, smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
It is 208.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th. We say good afternoon to Dave Dildine. He's in the traffic center.
Hey, good afternoon. Not so great on the Beltway in McLean, but at least it's single lane closures. The midday construction into the early afternoon near Georgetown Pike, the right lane code off on both loops. Outer loop delays at back built to near the spur. Inner loop, you're on the brakes north of Route 7. On the opposite side of the Beltway in Prince George's County, Yesterday we had that shipwreck. Today it is a tractor trailer, but it's just disabled, not crashed. And it's on the inner loop near exit 13, Ritchie Marlborough Road. It's stalled in the left center lane. MDOT has the left lane blocked. That means only two right lanes are getting by on the inner loop. Delays are building through Landover. South of the Beltway on Route 4 and outbound on Suitland Parkway. Traffic jams converge at the intersection and southbound on Pennsylvania Avenue. I think you're down to one lane to the left getting by a work zone. Brandywine 301 northbound near Missouri Avenue for a crash. Bowie southbound 301 heading south of 50. It's a work zone. You're down to single file. Clear sailing on 50 out to the Bay Bridge. BW Parkway. Some on-again, off-again delays through Laurel. Back in Virginia on 95. Waves of heavier northbound traffic moving north of Quantico, autoed off to Springfield, but no work zones in the way. Southbound, the pace is generally good. In the district, DC 295, we've seen better days. Northbound work zone might be clearing near Burroughs. Southbound, you're still reduced to one lane as you head south of East Capitol Street down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for a rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Dave Dillon. WTOP traffic.
Off we go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
A mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the afternoon. Very mild temperatures considering the time of year, mid-70s to lower 80s. Clouds will increase this evening and into the overnight. We're in the 40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. 65 to 70 on your Friday with scattered showers. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, we have a lot of sunshine right now. 76 in Arlington, 72 in Lanham. It's 71 degrees in Gaithersburg. It's all brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP at 210. We've got money news for you. 10 and 40 past the hour, and off we go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Diabetes treatments turn popular weight loss drugs have another side effect. Pregnancy. Bloomberg reports a surge in women who have suffered from infertility becoming pregnant after taking drugs like Ozempic, though there is so far little research. Planes will be full this summer, and airlines say there's more demand for the seats in the front of the plane. Revenue from first class and premium seats is outpacing coach ticket sales. International demand is also particularly strong for summer travel this year. Inova Health is closer to its $75 million fundraising goal after another eight-figure donation. The Peterson family of Fairfax-based Peterson Companies, one of the biggest real estate developers in the D.C. area, has donated $20 million to Inova, bringing its total fundraising to $68 million ahead of its May deadline. Wall Street's turned negative now. The Dow's down 36. The S&P 500 is down 18 points. The NASDAQ is down 85. That's a 0.5%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Save on best-of-season produce at Whole Foods Market. Get four medium Hass avocados for $4 with Prime through April 23rd. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Coming up on WTOP, we'll get into all the legal happenings involving the jury selection at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum will join us. It is 2:12.
Hey, it's Brett from Bull Oak. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, then call Bull Oak today, Thursday, April 18th. Bull Oak uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy. This technology is backed by over 50 clinical studies, including research from Cambridge University. Our treatment gets to the root cause of ED by repairing blood vessels and increasing blood flow, all without the need for pills or the worry of side effects. Call us now and you'll qualify for the assessment, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. This is over $800 in value. And today only, for those who call in the next 2 minutes, new patients will receive their first treatment completely free. This is worth hundreds of dollars, but call today and it's totally free. Call 703-337-1919. That's 703-337-1919. Call Bull Oak now to qualify. This offer ends today, Thursday, April 18th, 703-337-1919.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
And later this hour, a man gets a...
CleanOrigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
Later this hour, a man gets a $143,000 cell phone bill. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
So your neighbor has just taken up sumo wrestling and loves to practice in their backyard on full display. And let's just say you're not thrilled with the view. You're longing for privacy, and it's the perfect time because right now Longfence is offering 25% off privacy fences. Their team of experts can install the fence of your dreams so you can relax. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
There's a long time name for quality.
Is it a good day for a stroll on the National Mall? Or better to hang on the couch with your favorite shows? Plan your day with WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
2:15, I'm Ann Kramer.
I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
After a whirlwind Tuesday for jury selection in the criminal hush money trial of former President Trump, there have been a lot of hiccups in the case so far today, and they have to do with the panel of jurors seated so far. Two of them have been dismissed today. One after she told the judge she was concerned about her ability to be impartial and fair in the case and is intimidated by the media. A second juror, known as juror number 4, who was a man, was dismissed. That judge sealed the record for why he was let go, but there were concerns made public in court that he might not have been truthful on whether or not he was accused or convicted of a crime. And then there were issues with the media and how much the judge wants them to actually report on when it comes to the jurors.
Okay, with all that in the first hours of court today, let's bring in CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum to better explain some things for us. Thane, great to have you back. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Sean and Ann.
So is this par for the course when it comes to actually seating members of a jury where they haven't even started the trial and are already getting tossed off the panel?
Well, you know, Sean, they brought in 500 people for this job. There's hundreds of people sitting around doing the crossword puzzle, waiting to be called. They've only gotten to 200 of them, and now they've sat five. A couple days ago when they had up to 7, I was shocked that they had so many. I thought this would be a long, drawn-out process. Remember, you know, most people will say, I'm trying to get out of jury duty. I'm not sure that's true here, right? This is going to be one of the historical trials in the United States, and there might be people who want to be on. Now, what's the problem with that? Well, this is a city that 90% of the island voted for Joe Biden, and 61% of the people on this island, when polled, said that they thought that Donald Trump was already guilty. So in terms of picking a juror, if anyone is trying to be too neutral in order to get picked, you can imagine the Trump team being so skeptical. And why do you seem so neutral? Nobody seems to be neutral about Donald Trump.
Hey, Thane, what is the likelihood the jury would be sequestered at this point when they're seated? Because we already have issues with what the media has been reporting about them, and the judge said, don't do that anymore.
Yeah, and it's a good question. You know, the judge never pursued the idea of let's get them sequestered. Look, people obviously don't want to do that. They don't want to live in hotels. They want to be able to go home. But the other problem is this happened last week where one of the jurors told during voir dire, said, oh, I totally understand that I'm not supposed to talk about it. And she went right home and went on social media and said, today was awesome. I think I might get picked. So they showed her the next day and, of course, disqualified her. So in the days of, you know, social media, it's hard to believe when people say, I won't talk about this case with anyone. I won't share it. I won't read. I won't watch TikTok. They're probably not truthful. They're going to go home and do what they want.
Final 30 seconds here. The prosecution wants to have the judge hold former President Trump in contempt for violating the gag order. How difficult is that going to be for the prosecution to get that?
Well, you know, Sean, it depends. Are we fining him $1,000 for each incident, or we're saying 30 days in jail? 30 days in jail is very interesting, to put a former president in jail for speaking publicly, professing his innocence, especially with respect to people like Stormy Daniels and his lawyer, Michael Cohen, because they're not under a gag order and they're on national TV all the time. So look, this is not the first case of the Trump cases that have the gag order. But I think it's more likely that there's $1,000 per violation than actually holding him contempt and putting him away in jail for 30 days.
Thane, thank you as always. We appreciate your insight and expertise on this. That's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
And we're brought to you by Marlowe Furniture. Marlowe Furniture's floor sample sale is on. For a limited time, save up to 60% on all furniture plus free delivery. Visit marlowefurniture.com for locations and hours. WTOP's traffic and weather together. Let's go to Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
Okay, Sean, near the D.C. Maryland line in Cheverly, Maryland, a crash reported on Kenilworth Avenue south at Route 50. And if you're going inbound, farther southbound on D.C. 295, slow traffic into a work zone that was set up earlier between East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. The other way, northbound and outbound on Route 50, delays into Cheverly and toward Landover. The ramp to go on to 202 was blocked. 202, the northbound 202 ramp was blocked, with one going into the guardrail and the recovery ongoing. On the Beltway in Prince George's County, Interloop slow from Landover toward Largo near exit 13, Ritchie Marlboro Road. They've got the broken down truck out of the center of the roadway and are preparing to reopen those two left lanes. South of the Beltway on Route 4, delays are easing near Suitland Parkway, which means the work zone should be clearing from the right lane. On the Beltway in Fairfax County, single lane closures between the Dulles Toll Road and Georgetown Pike. Right lane blocked on both loops. And it's heavier on this Thursday. Outer loop traffic backed up to about the spur. Inner loop traffic slows north of Route 7 for drivers leaving Tyson's on the inner loop. Northbound traffic on 95 heavy, mainly in Prince William County. Southbound delays so far minor. Brought to you by Mantech, securing the future of the nation with cognitive cyber, high-tech, high-end systems engineering, and more, powered by AI and machine learning. It's wearemantech.com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
All right, let's head over to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center, and meteorologist Steve Rudin joins us live. Steve, I'm seeing lots of sunshine and the temperatures are pretty good.
Yeah, very nice out there right now, but it depends on where you are in terms of those temperatures. The farther south and west you are, using the district as your center point, over toward Warrenton and Culpeper, already at 81 degrees, but then you head over toward Annapolis and Baltimore, and they're only in the middle 60s. We will see a nice mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the afternoon. Temperatures anywhere from the mid-70s to lower 80s across the metro area and south and west. Increasing clouds this evening and into the overnight, mid-40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is definitely going to be a cloudier day. Showers scattered throughout the afternoon. Nothing that's terribly heavy, and some neighborhoods will stay dry. Daytime high 65 to 70 degrees. Winds will kick up for the day on Saturday. We're trending dry, though, with partly cloudy skies near 70 degrees, gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour, and then a much cooler day on Sunday. Highs then just around 60 degrees. It's 76 AU Park, 73 in Leesburg, and 74 in Upper Marlboro.
And we're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET.
Still ahead on WTOP.
D.C.'s oldest private social help agency expanding to Virginia. This is Kyle Cooper.
It's 2:21.
Brighten your world with Meadows Farms during our blooming sale. Attention VIPs, enjoy a delightful 20% off all our in-stock azaleas, including the stunning encores, the vibrant roses featuring knockouts, rhododendrons, dogwoods, and more. Don't miss out on 20% discounts for our 4.5-inch premium annuals, all 1-gallon perennial creeping phlox, and all 1-gallon perennial dianthus. Discover more at meadowsfarms.com or visit any of our 17 family-owned Meadows Farms nurseries. Hurry, sale ends Wednesday. Come and plant a little happiness with us.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Choose to partner with Comcast Business to get the fast, reliable internet you need to power your business. Sign up for a gig speed bundle today and get an $800 prepaid card. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. Ends 5-6-24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with Gigabit Extra Internet, Security Edge, One Voice Line, and Connection Pro or Wi-Fi Pro with 2-year agreement. Call for details.
This is WTOP News.
223.
The oldest private social service agency in the district is expanding. WTOP's Kyle Cooper reports Central Union Mission will still keep doing its work in D.C.
The mission will stay the same.
Our real strategic work has to do with our work to try to reduce poverty and homelessness,
says president and CEO of the organization, Joe Metamano, who explains the needs in nearby Northern Virginia.
South Arlington, where there is a tremendous need, a lot of low-income families, a fair amount of poverty. As a matter of fact, last year, Arlington County saw a 17% increase in homelessness.
Central Union Mission, which began its work in the 1880s, helps people with food, clothing, job training, education, addictions, as well as ESL classes, and welcomes volunteers and donations. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
An overseas trip for a Florida man got extremely expensive when he got back home. That's when he got his cell phone bill.
European vacations aren't supposed to be cheap, but this was a bit much.
$143,000? Are you guys crazy?
That was the bill Rene Raymond got from T-Mobile following his trip overseas. The company says he had the same problem a lot of people have. He kept his phone's roaming service on and made all the calls and texts he wanted. It adds up. Raymond claims he called T-Mobile before his trip, and after contacting our ABC station in Tampa and hiring a lawyer, T-Mobile agreed to erase the $143,000 charge. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
That is some big money, Rob, there on that cell phone bill. But I know you got some big news about the Commanders, don't
you? Yeah, speaking of big money, somebody's going to get some big money with the number two overall pick. Commanders general manager Adam Peters and assistant GM Lance Newmark addressing the media as we speak before NFL draft night in Detroit. Now, Peters spent several minutes thanking people like it's an award ceremony, but on the day, Patriots GM said today they're open for business with the third overall pick. What say you on number two, Adam?
With the optionality we have,